Jeremiah chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah, saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's Jehovah's house, temple, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says, Amend your ways and your deeds, and I will cause you to live in this place. Do not trust in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord Jehovah, the temple of the Lord Jehovah, this is the temple of the Lord Jehovah. But if you thoroughly amend your ways and your deeds, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own harm, then I will cause you to live in this place, in the land that I gave to your forefathers, forever and ever. Indeed, you trust in lying words, that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? And come and stand before me in this house temple, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations. Has this house temple, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Indeed, even I have seen it, says the Lord Jehovah. But go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord Jehovah. And I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore I will do to this house, temple, which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your forefathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, even all the descendants of Ephraim. Therefore do not pray for this people, neither lift up a cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me. Because I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough, to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Did they provoke me to anger? Says the Lord Jehovah. Did they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, my anger and my fury will be poured out upon this place, upon man, and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it will burn, and will not be quenched. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel says, Put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices, and eat meat. Because I did not speak to your forefathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they did not listen, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil hearts, and went backward, and not forward. Since the day that your forefathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day I have even sent to you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them, yet they did not listen to me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, they did worse than their forefathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. But you shall say to them, This is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah their God, nor receives correction. Truth has perished, and is cut off from their mouths. Cut off your hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a loud cry on high places, because the Lord Jehovah has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath, anger, judgment. Because the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord Jehovah. They have set their abominations in the house temple, which is called by my name, to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, place of burning, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command them, neither did it come into my heart. Therefore, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that it will no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Because they will bury in Tophet, until there is no place left. And the dead bodies of this people will be food for the birds of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. and no one will drive them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah, and from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of joy, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. Because the land will be desolate.